This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I know that I should have spent the majority of my time on Wednesday poring over free agency news in the NFL. I should have been poring over my bracket, which, by the way, I still haven't filled out. Do as I say, not as I do, please. That's going to be, when I become a parent, that's going to be my number one go-to phrase. Life's not fair. Do as I say, not as I do. I'm such a procrastinator that I always leave everything to the last second. Pretty much. Who was that anyway? No idea. So I should have been poring over my brackets, deciding who to put into my final four so I can kick all of y'all butts. Instead, this is what consumed the majority of my time on Wednesday. Are you ready? Why doesn't my smartphone have the pie symbol? It was Pi Day. I was trying to send my mom a tweet as a math teacher. She gets very excited about Happy Pi Day. Since I couldn't send her a pie, I was attempting to send her the pie symbol. That's what I said. So I looked through all of the emojis. See, now you're doing it. I knew it. I'm not the only one. I got a lot of people to look through their phones on Wednesday afternoon. Tom's currently trying to find the pie symbol on his phone.
Where's the pie emoji?
The emoji people better get their acts together because pi is a universal symbol. Instead, I had to send my mom 3, 1, and 4, which, you know, is really rounding it because it can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So, yeah, I was a little bit disturbed by the fact that there's discrimination against the pi symbol on my phone. So if you can find one, I will be mightily impressed, but it's not on the Galaxy. And I had a bunch of people tell me they couldn't find it on the iPhone either. This is the best use of social media. Animal videos and people discussing where are the critical emojis on their phones. Also, I was attempting to book a place for vacation. Those were my top two attention grabbers on Wednesday. What did you do on Wednesday to pass the time? Isaac took drugs. I'm sure Tom was cooking. Tom, were you cooking? Tom was cooking. Tom does that. Tom's the cook in his family. Well, he comes from a family of cooks, so now he's the cook himself in his own household. Yeah, so we were highly productive ourselves. I doubt that Jay Berman was any more productive, but we can ask him when he comes back. What were you doing on Wednesday that was so pressing anyway? Happy New Year to those of you who, in fact, were more productive and are big NFL fans, because we finally gotten into the NFL New Year, and we're also celebrating the eve of March Madness in full force. I know we've had 4 games already, and we actually had one go down to the wire in Dayton. I appreciate the fans in Dayton. They're not actually fans of the teams that travel there for the first 4. The majority of them are just basketball fans who love the sport and who want to make sure the first 4 stays in their arena. And so they show up and they pick a team to root for and they pile on and they make it loud and they make it fun. And so I appreciate the way that the first 4 offers us a little bit of an entry. It's kind of like the hors d'oeuvres to the rest of March Madness to get us all excited. So now we cleanse the palate. I know I'm mixing my analogies. Now we cleanse the palate and we begin with the Field of 64 and our brackets, which brings me back to the point at which I realize I have not yet filled out my bracket. I did in my family bracket challenge, because that one, whatever, we do it just for giggles. And I'd rather someone else win anyway. But I haven't done the serious bracket. you know, the one where I kick all y'all butts. I haven't done that one yet. By the way, if you have not joined the After Hours Bracket Challenge, you are running out of time just as I am. Here's the deal. If you win the After Hours Bracket Challenge, and you have until, I'm assuming, noon Eastern time tomorrow to be able to join us, you will be featured on an upcoming Hump Show. You will get to ask the questions for Ask Amy Anything. Maybe that doesn't appeal to you, in which case you should tank. You should attempt to lose. But the winner of the After Hours Bracket Challenge gets to ask his or her own questions on Ask Amy Anything live on the air with us on a future Hump Show. I promise I won't say that. Any idea how many people, 5 or 6, that we've had join the Bracket Challenge?
We're north of 250 at this point.
Sweet. That's a lot of people, but not 2 million, which means you have a really good chance. What do you like? Do you like the odds of winning a bracket challenge where you are 1 in 2 million? Or do you like the odds of 1 in 250? Although I'm certain that, like me, many of you have waited till the last second. Tom has too. Isaac has too. None of us has filled out a bracket. What's wrong with us? We're lethargic this week.
Yeah, there's dread.
I was busy looking for the pie emoji on my phone, so I don't know what your excuse is. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, Happy New Year, NFL fans. A lot more drama on Wednesday once the actual new year commenced in the National Football League. So we'll get to some of the big news. Lots of QB news, of course, so that'll come up in 15 minutes here on CBS Sports Radio. We're live in the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You can find me on Twitter, and you can find access to our bracket challenge on Twitter at A-Law Radio. And then also you can weigh in on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. I'm trying to see if our last poll, I think our poll is still live. One more hour on our most recent poll. Oh, by the way, Tom, you will love this. I still have people who are responding to our Peyton Manning question from last week. And some guy said, what a great question. Did you consider a poll? I was like, yes, yes. In fact, we did. And a couple thousand people weighed in. Thank you. That's such a great idea. No. He just didn't check it out. Also, kind of cool, we are now over 7,000 followers on our show Twitter account. Tom's been watching the numbers tick up and then tick down. Because, you know, when you have the bot accounts, they drop off. And so the bot accounts and the porn accounts don't stay on very long. And eventually they drop off and you lose followers. And it looks like you've ticked somebody off. And so we are now officially over 7,000 followers on our show account, which means we've got a happy control room. So, yeah, either one of our Twitter accounts, A-Law Radio, After Hours CBS, and then the bracket challenge is pinned to the top of our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And here's our question for tonight. Who's your final four? Really easy. Really easy. Just send me your final four or call up and tell me what crazy upset you've got. That's not an upset, Coach K, even though you're not a top seed. My favorite part of doing the brackets is finding the upsets. I think strategically it's about picking the right upsets. Now, of course, you still want to have the blue bloods or at least some of the Power Five schools into your Sweet 16, your Elite Eight, and obviously your chances of getting the victory in your bracket challenge, they increase the more you use chalk. But in the earlier rounds, if you can pick the right upsets, that can really help. So if you have some crazy upset or a prop bet, you know me, I'm not a betting person. One of our house rules, storylines, not betting lines. I don't even know what betting lines mean. But if you have a prop bet, what kind of a prop bet would you get for college basketball? Because, like, in the Super Bowl, we get how long is the national anthem going to last? Or we get something like who scores the first touchdown? how many minutes until the first turnover. You get all kinds of crazy prop bets on the Super Bowl because you all are degenerate gamblers. And we also know that's the case for March Madness because what did we find out in Nerd Alerts a couple nights ago? $10.4 billion wagered on the 2017 NCAA tournament, of which nearly all was wagered illegally. So if you have a crazy prop bet, I would love to hear that too. So you can, again, find us on Twitter or Facebook, all things March Madness. Plus, our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227 to reach us here after hours. Okay, we'll save our quarterback news. A couple of big pieces of news, though, that actually didn't involve QBs. And some of this news is, it's wowzers. It'll get you. Like the fact that Jerick McKinnon is now the highest paid running back in the NFL behind Le'Veon Bell. Second highest paid running back in the NFL behind Le'Veon Bell. He's versatile. He's got some speed. He is a weapon. But is he a feature back? If he was a feature back, maybe he just wasn't a feature back in Minnesota. Because it seemed like even when they had him, they were still at times searching for a running game. Not to mention they drafted a running back in the first round last year. But he's now about to try his hand in the Bay Area. And so Jerick McKinnon joins the Niners on a 4-year, $30 million deal. If I remember correctly, it's set to pay him $12 million in guaranteed money over the first two seasons, which makes him the second highest paid running back in the NFL behind Le'Veon Bell, who is, in fact, a bell cow. And who knows if they end up working out a new deal for Le'Veon Bell. But for now, he's in franchise tag purgatory yet again. It's funny because I understand why players don't want the franchise tag for the majority because they want the long-term security plus the signing bonus that comes with the guaranteed money. But it worked pretty well for Kirk Cousins. He made a heck of a lot of money in the last 2 years being a franchise tag, and Le'Veon Bell will as well. And DeMarcus Lawrence in Dallas couldn't wait to sign his tender because he got, like an 800% pay increase. And so in the case of Jerick McKinnon, he now becomes the San Francisco 49er. It's good money. And if the Niners feel like they have a spot for him and they're going to use him, okay, then money well spent. Certainly a solid, healthy, productive, versatile running back is a quarterback's best friend. New quarterback or old quarterback, it's a quarterback's best friend. And you can see that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are attempting to not only beef up their defense, but also to put weapons around Jimmy Garoppolo. So it's not just the Jimmy G show. Also, left tackle Nate Solder ends up getting nearly $35 million in guaranteed money from the New York Giants. So they had to give him even more guaranteed money than what Andrew Norwell is getting from the Jags. I don't think the total contract is as much. So I wrote it down, you dope. The Andrew Norwell contract is $66.5 million for 5 years with $30 million guaranteed. Whereas the Giants, in order to snag him away from the Texans, so the Texans were the other team that was in the running for the former Patriots O-lineman, they had to give him nearly $35 million guaranteed in New York. And so not as many years and not as much total money. But, you know, the total money's not actually what these guys are about. That's not what they look at. So that helps a lot for the Giants. I feel like that's a really good move. Older quarterback. He had spent his entire career with the New England Patriots. So if people love Jimmy G because he came out of the Pats organization, well, then you should love Nate Solder as well. And then let's see. A couple of guys that are now free for the taking. They're not really free. That's probably not accurate. Tyrann Mathieu, Ndamukong Suh, Eric Ebron, I thought those were a couple of interesting names. And then there are plenty who are still looking for homes in the NFL. And we're only a few hours into free agency. But those are a few of the headlines that jumped out at me. There are plenty more, including musical chairs among the quarterbacks. I was doing a, you're going to laugh again. I was doing a flow chart in my head earlier. That's how my brain works. And I was kind of drawing lines from team to team all over the U.S. where quarterbacks have gone. It's insane. It looks like a flight map. Like the United States, you know, when you ever look at those flight maps that show you the whole U.S. and where all the planes are at any given time? Yeah, that's what it looks like with our quarterbacks right now, the way they've crisscrossed the country and moved all over the place. So really fascinating, and we'll give you the latest in QB news coming up next. But in the meantime, that's right. In the meantime, find us on Twitter. Let us know not only that you found the pie symbol on your phone, but also who you've got in your Final Four, and please take our bracket challenge. Thanks so much for helping us get through our fourth show of the work week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Happy New Year to you, NFL fans. We love our quarterbacks. Or actually, more accurately, we're obsessed with them. We don't always love them. Sometimes we hate them, but we cannot get enough of them. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Kirk Cousins, the new king in Minneapolis. He landed there in Minneapolis. Just hosted the Super Bowl, right? Landed there on Wednesday night to have dinner, he and his wife, with the owners of the Vikings, as well as their front office. All of them rolling out the red carpet for the new quarterback. He hasn't officially signed the contract, but that will come tomorrow. So what the schedule is being reported for Thursday is taking a physical in the morning, making sure that all the medical is done while his agent flies in to finish the details of the contract, which has been reported as 3 years, $84 million fully guaranteed. And then by Thursday afternoon, we are likely to get the big Kirk Cousins introduction with the Minneapolis media, as national media too, and the Minnesota Vikings. Whew. Do you think this makes them a Super Bowl contender? They did get to the NFC Championship this past year with Case Keenum. How much more can they do with Kirk Cousins? If you believe he's worth the money, do you also believe that they are now a Super Bowl contender? Kirk's former team is the Washington Redskins, and they weren't playing chicken through this free agent period. They weren't willing to lose their QB and get nothing in return, or to lose him and have no one to replace him. And so instead, they went out during Super Bowl week when I was in Minneapolis, the bombshell news, they trade for Alex Smith and they give him a contract extension worth $23.5 million. It's finally official. You know what's crazy? It feels like it happened months ago, but it was actually part of this whole same free agent stretch.
I'm glad it's finally here. You know, I, like you said, I feel like I've been waiting for this for a long time. You know, for it to finally be official so I could, you know, get in the building and be here and kind of start the process. So I'm excited for it. I'm excited that we're here now and this we can kind of get the ball rolling.
Alex Smith on RedskinsTV.com. Doesn't he feel like the forgotten QB in all of this? Again, because it happened during that first week of February, and maybe the shock has worn off a little bit, and because so much talk has revolved around the guys who would get to choose where they were going, though we have also had trades among our quarterbacks. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. One of the latest QB dominoes to drop, A.J. McCarron, signs with the Buffalo Bills. He gets at least $10 million over the next 2 years. There is another $6.5 million built in with incentives. And this is a guy who had five starts for the Bengals in 2015, including a playoff game. His numbers, six touchdowns, two interceptions, nearly 1,000 yards, not quite, but a completion rate of 66%. And so here they've got McCarron in to maybe fill that hole left by Tyrod Taylor. What do you think, Ian Rappaport?
He does have a chance to get that starting job. But really, it is just him and Nathan Peterman now in the Buffalo Bills quarterback room. Although, of course, they do have two first-round picks expected to at least have talks with some other teams to try to move up potentially in the draft. But for A.J. McCarron, this is a big move and really the only logical move as far as quarterbacks being available. It's the only place where he could have had a starting job and been able to compete for a starting job, and that's exactly what he gets. The jury is sort of out on A.J. McCarron. He has played very few games. He has played well. He put his team in position to win a playoff game. There's just not a lot of snaps to go by, so now he has a chance to go out and prove it, potentially be a starter for the Buffalo Bills, and hold off whoever else they bring in.
We certainly know that Sean McDermott and the Buffalo coaching staff loves Nathan Peterman. They drafted him despite the 5-interception half. They still think very highly of him, but they brought in A.J. McCarron to compete, according to Rappaport on the NFL Network. Some other QB moves that were made. Tom Savage signed by the Saints to be the backup to Drew Brees. Trevor Siemian leaves Denver via trade and will presumably be the backup to Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. How about that? We were just talking about the Denver Broncos and their quarterback options. Yes, they've signed Case Keenum and John Elway saying all the right things, but will they draft a QB? And my point was, hey, they've got Paxton Lynch from the first round of the draft 2 years ago. Trevor Siemian's made 24 starts for them. They have Chad Kelly from the 2017 draft. That's too many QBs. Well, lo and behold, they ship Trevor Siemian to Minnesota to be the backup on the depth chart with Kirk Cousins, which means maybe, just maybe, they're still in the market for a quarterback in the draft. And right on cue, Baker Mayfield, part of the OU Pro Day. He made 70 throws, according to those who were in the know there in Norman, Oklahoma, and completed most of them. I guess there were 7 uncatchables and 1 that was dropped, but he looked good. And while we're talking about the number 7, which is the number that John Elway wore during his career, there were exactly 7 representatives from the Denver Broncos, by far a larger contingent than any other NFL team at Baker's Pro Day. Mike Mayock had a chance to catch up with the Heisman Trophy winner.
Going in there and sitting down and talking ball, because you don't get a chance to do that before this. And so that first opportunity to show them how you think, how you're processing different plays, defenses, you can make the most strides behind the scenes. You know, you can do great out here, but in the classroom is where you can really make some money. And so I'm looking forward to this whole process. Been able to do a couple, but got that set up for the next couple of weeks, and I'm excited about it.
Says he can't wait to start this round of interviews that'll come after the combine. So he's had his pro day, and now what happens is his agent will schedule sit-downs with different teams or private workouts to be followed by one-on-ones with different team executives. So they put him through the ringer a bunch, these high-profile quarterbacks. It's not just the combine. And he did throw at the combine. Then he does a pro day where he's tossing to his own receivers in his comfort zone, in his own territory, and then comes private workouts with teams that are interested. So who knows? The Broncos pick number 5, but you don't send 7 guys, including John Elway, Gary Kubiak, and Vance Joseph, if you're not interested in Baker Mayfield. But they pick number 5, so will he still be available at that 5th pick, or would the Broncos have to move up to get him? It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I was encouraging Jay Berman earlier, he's now in studio, to maybe petition the Giants to take Baker Mayfield at number 2.
I feel very confident that the Giants will not be taking Baker Mayfield.
Maybe the Browns will take him?
I think there's a chance the Browns would, depending on what they do with 1. They might take him at 4. But I don't think the Giants are going to take Mayfield. I think they'll take either one of those other 3 or...
So anybody or but Gardner. Baker?
Yeah, I just
Allen,
don't...
Darnold, or Rosen. Anybody but Mayfield?
Correct.
Oh, how come?
I have no idea.
Oh, I mean, I would give you this, considering that the Giants is supposed to be, they want their reputation to be all team. You know, you put your ego aside for the good of the team. You don't necessarily want to bring baggage in. I think that's kind of thrown out the window because of Odell Beckham Jr. a little bit. But they like guys that are more professional, kind of buttoned up, not making a name for themselves on the police blotter. And Baker may not fit that prototype. Also, could you imagine Baker Mayfield learning from Eli Manning?
No.
Could you have 2 more different personalities than Eli Manning and Baker Mayfield?
No, it's just not how the Giants are built. It doesn't mean that Mayfield is a bad guy or that he won't be successful. It's just not. It's not the Giants. That's not a match.
So then, what do they do with Odell? Because that seems like it's becoming an ill-fitted relationship now, more and more.
I feel bad saying this because it's just not how I like to conduct business, but you got to pay him. You just have to. Because
so you don't have any issue with some of the other stuff?
Of course I do. But he's an amazing, amazing player.
So because Baker Mayfield's not proven yet, but Odell Beckham Jr. is, you're okay with paying OBJ, but not Baker?
Correct.
Oh.
You could not have hit it more on the head.
At least you're honest about it.
Yeah, I don't.
If you're talented and you have baggage, it's okay. If you're unproven and you have baggage, well, then you're not for the Giants.
Yes, that is correct. That is a fact.
All right, I like it, Jay. Okay, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. A lot of you weighing in about football moves, as well as sending me your Final Four. And some of you are still sending me pie symbols, although I still haven't found one on my phone. A-Law Radio, again, on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Big, big Wednesday for the Cleveland Browns for a variety of reasons. We'll get to that.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Who is your Final Four? I'd love to hear from you. And also, some of you sending me your crazy prop bets. I don't know if it counts if you make up your own prop bet. Someone just wrote to me and said, crazy prop I created. Can you do that? Can you go to Vegas or can you illegally create your own prop bet and put money down?
Not usually, no.
I was going to say, how would that work considering Vegas wouldn't have the counter to it? Wouldn't have the, you know what I mean?
Right.
The line?
No money on the other side.
Whatever. Yes. I sound so intelligent when I talk about betting. I guess if there's one area where I don't care if I sound like a dope, drugs would be one of them. Alcohol would be another. I'm okay with that. And betting. I'm good with not knowing anything about the betting. Again, when you work in radio, at least me, my experience is that there's not a whole lot of money left for betting. And I'm not a good loser. So, nah. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio or on our Twitter and our Facebooks. So we'd love to hear your Final Four. I would give you mine if I had it, but I hadn't actually finished my bracket yet. So Miss Amy procrastinating yet again. But you can find us on social media. Please join our bracket challenge because the winner of our After Hours bracket challenge will get to be part of a future show coming up in April. You'll get to be featured on Ask Amy Anything, and you can ask your questions and do producer Tom's job a little bit with us here live on the air. So however you find us, just do it, do it. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico with some awesome news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. I feel like I've told you this before, but it actually is as advertised. You can do it in 15 minutes. I did. And you can save money. I mean, I saved a bunch of money, even with my relatively new vehicle, Princess Leia. She's a little more expensive than the 2002 car that I had. But I certainly saved money with Geico. So, yay.
Looks like you managed to cut up her only escape route.
Oh, gosh. Now I want to watch Star Wars. I want to keep searching for vacation homes. I need to find the pie emoji somewhere on my own galaxy, and I'd like to watch the movies about other galaxies. But instead, we're going to talk about the big day for the Cleveland Browns. It's no real segue from Star Wars to Cleveland Browns, but we're going to do it anyway. After 11 years in the NFL, Pro Bowl, All-Pro, all-everything, offensive lineman Joe Thomas has announced his retirement.
I just want to say thank you to all the Browns fans out there. It's been an amazing ride for the last 11 years. From the moment I was drafted, you guys had my back. You guys showed me what it was like to be a Clevelander. You guys showed me what it means to be a Cleveland Brown. And for that, I'm forever grateful. Jimmy and Dee, thank you so much for everything that you've done for me and my family. I can't thank you guys enough. My teammates, my coaches, you guys helped me become the player that I was able to be for the last 11 years. And I'll be forever grateful. One last thing, guys. Go Browns!
He's got such a great personality. Really good talker. You hear this a lot. It's kind of a joke around football circles that the offensive linemen are frequently the smartest guys on the team. And usually, well, at least when I first started covering the NFL, it's not that way anymore. Usually offensive linemen are silent. They actually, a lot of them, at least again in previous years, would make an agreement that O-linemen never spoke to the media, that you actually got fined internally. So you had like a jar where you had to pay say drop your fine in if you spoke to the media, if you spoke out loud at all. They prided themselves on being seen but not heard. They wanted to make an impact on the game but not be the center of attention. That was kind of the mantra of offensive linemen when I first started covering football, but it's not the case anymore. We have a lot of old linemen who have gotten out of football, retired, or even while they're still in the game have become social media stars. And I would say that's the case with Thomas. Probably wouldn't have happened if not for the nasty injury that happened. Remember, he had gone 10,363 consecutive snaps on the O-line at left tackle for the Cleveland Browns. And then he tore that triceps tendon in late October. And according to a member of the Cleveland Browns communications department that I ran into in Minneapolis, he was determined to stay relevant. He didn't want to drop off the map, even though at that time he didn't know whether or not he was going to retire. And so he started doing a lot of interviews, and because this is what everyone does these days, he started a podcast. But if you're Joe Thomas and you've got 11 years in the NFL and you have a great personality and you're really successful at your position, well, then your podcast shoots to the top of the podcast list, the podcast stratosphere, more quickly than the other ones do. And after he was done making his video for Browns fans on Twitter, he did the Tomahawk podcast with his partner, Andrew Hawkins, to talk about the decision to retire.
It's a bittersweet day for me. I've had 11 amazing seasons here in Cleveland, and to know when it's time to call it quits and to put a cherry on the career is always tough, because yeah, as a competitor, you always think that you can still do it. There's a point in your career, like you've mentioned on the show before, that you get to that crossroads and you just say, I just can't do it anymore. I just don't have it in my body. My mind is good, but my body is not willing.
I mean, that is the case with professional athletes, right? They're not all Tom Brady's. They're not all Drew Brees's. And even if you do all the work, and even if you take care of your body and you don't take days off, you could still have injuries and you can still have significant physical problems. Not all bodies are built the same, and not all bodies handle the rigors the same. And let's be honest, Joe Thomas has taken a lot more contact in his career than has Tom Brady. So it's a little bit different, right? I mean, quarterbacks, they're trying not to get hit, where offensive linemen are absorbing contact and hitting on every single snap. 10,363 plays in a row for Joe Thomas. That makes him Superman. No, you don't have to be sorry. You wouldn't last as an offensive lineman, Tom. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So what was the reason? What did it come down to for Joe Thomas to step away from the game?
I remember a time during the season last year where I was standing in front of the media at the podium. This was before I got hurt. And I had Mobic in my body, which is like a real powerful anti-inflammatory.
Right.
I had Tylenol and Vicodin, and I couldn't stand for more than a minute or two without excruciating bone pain in my knee and my back. And it was almost at that point where I was saying to myself, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this season.
Okay, so it was taking a lot of drugs to be able to get to continue that consecutive snaps streak. Certainly, it's awesome to make the kind of money that football players make and to have the platform that professional athletes do. And he's beloved in Cleveland. In fact, just as many of you have written to me about Joe Thomas pre-retirement, so wondering whether or not he would step away, because that's been a big question around the Browns for the last couple of months. So many of you have written to me lamenting the idea that Thomas might never be on the Browns O-line again. Just as many of you have written to me about Thomas as you have about the quarterback job or what the Browns should do with their number one and number four draft picks. He's a staple. He wanted to stay in Cleveland. Let's be honest. There aren't many football players that want to be in Cleveland, and Thomas didn't want to leave. He wanted to be there. So yeah, Pro Bowl level offensive lineman with a great personality, a good smile, awesome on social media, fantastic at his job, but eventually the body lets you down. And you'd rather him be able to walk without pain in the future, even if that does mean knee replacement. So yeah, he says without a doubt, It was my creaky knee. It was making noise, and that's what forced this decision.
As your body fills up with inflammation, as you know,
yes,
your muscles shut down. It's a protection mechanism that your body has, and specifically in my knee, which is really the main reason why I feel like I had to retire. For me, looking down the barrel of a knee replacement, I think that definitely becomes a decision where you're like, hey, this football has been amazing. It's been more than I could ever have expected, but you have to take other things into consideration when you're deciding if you're going to be able to play football anymore.
Long time Browns offensive lineman Joe Thomas, along with Andrew Hawkins on their podcast, The Tomahawk Show. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Similarly, related to that is the Browns were trying to find two more offensive linemen and were waiting to see what Joe Thomas would do. So now that kind of forces the issue. And running back Carlos Hyde will call the Browns home, a 3-year, $15 million deal, and he'll make $6 million in his first year. So Browns fans, does that make you wonder a little bit about the drafting of Saquon Barkley at number one? We did a poll last week, and I've talked to a lot of Browns fans through social media, and so many of you said to me they should go with Saquon Barkley, the fantastic running back from Penn State with that number one overall pick. I happen to disagree with you. I don't think that you should use a number one overall pick on a running back. Not at all a knock on Barkley. He's amazing. He's fast. He's explosive. But the fact is, when you are picking number one overall, unless you traded up to get there for a particular reason, you generally have a lot of issues to address. And I believe that running backs, serviceable running backs, productive running backs can be found elsewhere in the draft without having to spend the number one overall pick, maybe using that on another need that is more dire. So we'll see what the Browns do, but they do sign Carlos Hyde. So does that change your opinion, Browns fans, about what the team should do with number one and number four overall? Man, they've certainly been active, and now a couple of more puzzles fall into place on the shores of Lake Erie. 1 hour down to March Madness next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.